Blog Talk Radio.
African children, yes, I am your host for this afternoon. My name is Kevin. I will be talking with you this evening. We are talking about brown girls, brown indigenous girls, do code too. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, mothers are hurrying to get their children enrolled as early as elementary in the STEMs program, dance, technology, engineering, and math. And I had came to you about a year ago talking about how we're going to be pushing for our girls to enter into those male-dominant industries. And engineering, it happens to be one of them, as well as biomedicine. The brown girls to this area, to Turtle Island, they are Aboriginal indigenous or Aborigines indigenous to this particular Turtle Island. They are going to get in the game too. They've tossed their hat in the game and they want to be a part of this male dominant profession called IT. Now, for those of you who don't know about my program, about my presentation that I made last year, I was on the lookout for those young girls as early as middle school. Now, I've just been informed young girls start as early as elementary. I'm going to be speaking to you from a perspective of young girls who are at the rightful old age of middle school, and that's somewhere between the fifth and sixth grade. Now, They actually have two different levels now, where they have children that are involved with fifth and sixth grade and seventh graders. So I want to talk to you about those Indigenous Black girls who have not been a part of this, not been able to get in on the deal. Mothers, suit up. You are about to enter into a climate that is well endowed with students that are hurrying to get their hands on these tactics and skills. There are even young girls called Little Bits who are working on building drones and building all types of equipment on the CAD-CAM machine, the 3D machine, and they are creating all sorts of issues. They're coming out that's all engineering is resolving the problems that we have. If there is a problem, your city or state can bring these young children in to help resolve them. They create a clone or they create some sort of apparatus to correct that problem. Now, girls, let me explain to you, you're very new to the profession. Boys are not that excited about you coming in and taking up their space. But nevertheless, you're entitled to be a part of this industry that works with engineering and coding for young girls. Now, mothers, in order to make sure that we get our children prepared for the high industries that pay well and not just get a degree in any old basket weaving category where they're not going to earn that many high monetary gains. We want to make sure that we understand that and therefore that's why it's going to be dominated with males. Women tend to not to make a higher salary as the males, but when you enter into the industry of engineering, there are other areas such as scheduler planner, where you can work right alongside the engineers. Excuse me, and you can do the planning and do all of the arrangements for the project. I once was a scheduler planner, and I worked right alongside the engineers as they prepared to do their project. And weren't there many projects that they were working on? So somebody had to keep it straight and use good judgment for planning and scheduling. How many men is it going to take? How do I order all the supplies they need? How many of those men need to go back to school and take training or education, getting projects to attend classes and get the necessary continuing education hours that they need? Mind you now, these projects are on contract. So they have answered an RFVP that they claim that they can fulfill. In that RFVP, it talks about how many men are required to be on a job, as well as how many females do you think that you can bring to the project? Because without a female, we don't have a plan. And I was in a situation like that, where they had to have a female manager on the project. And those are stipulations that must be kept by those that enter into an agreement. Now, it's not going to be that easy just to walk in and say, I want to be on this project. Sometimes there has to be stipulation in the project. Talking to you girls, how is your interest in critical thinking skills? Do you have interest in solving problems? Do you use your ability to solve problems on a daily basis? Are you a problem solver? Do you like to go in and take instructions and follow them? Because a good engineer has to be able to take instructions and follow them to a T. Because a lot of what you're doing is reinventing what someone else needs for their project. And you cannot deviate from the instructions. Now, engineering can be a lot of fun because you're creative, you're a scientist, you're using your scientific background. You're collecting data, you're forming hypotheses, And then as you collect this data, you're also making sure that you can process this data. So you have to have things ordered in advance. But let's talk about these girls. How do they know that they have this skill? At an early age, you will see them solving problems. If there's something going on with the computer, they want to go over and see if there's enough space in the memory drive. If there's not enough space, they want to go in and delete some of the programs to free up that space. So now you can upload additional software that you couldn't before. Problem solvers would do something like that. Problem solvers would see that the water is constantly overflowing in their garden and it won't stop on its own. They may have one of the engineers come in, create an apparatus to flow the water somewhere else so that it does not create a flood. These are the problems you're going to see on a day-to-day basis. And you must understand that our city has tons of problems that need resolving. So now a lot of the schools have allowed these young people to come in, take on these projects, which will allow them to use their skill and innate ability to solve problems. Now, let's go to station identification. We'll be right back at you in a second. Hold tight.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, no. We got to get used to what this new music is. We got to get used to it. Hold tight there, ladies and gentlemen. A little tight while I just put the wrong music on. Hold on. Here we go. So much for joining the Blog Talk Radio station here at Oracle Divination Network. We are also looking for those individuals who would like to register their profile under the Oracle Divination Network, and that would happen to be our priestess, our priestesses, our toads, and our musicians and artists. You can post your profile on our website. Find you so that you could get some marketing business. Once again, this is Oracle Divination Network, and we are all new featured show under mind, soul, body, and spirit. Now we're working with the family. How do we get the family in chip shape? And how do we work on those girls by helping them to decide upon their best career an industry that they can enter into? We know high tech is in demand, so let's not fool ourselves. We know that high tech is in demand for women to do. And we're looking at indigenous individuals. Those are the brown girls who code too. Let's not forget that our brown girls code too. I was once in the tech area, majoring in visual design in the School of Engineering at Purdue University. And I was the only female in the program at that particular time, very lonely, fearing that I'd have to compete up against the males. After 2 years, I was convinced that I should just go into teaching. And I switched over. Even though my grades were very good, I would be a student, average. So I could have made it, and I probably should have stuck with it. But nevertheless, those 2 years of experience in visual design allowed me to land a job in the area of engineering, scheduling, planning at Northrop Defense Group. And during that particular time, I learned a lot about the profession. I learned a lot about how females could fit into the scenario, even though they were in the background working on planning and scheduling. Now, let me say this to some of you girls. You might not want to be a technician and might just want to work in the area. I worked a lot with marketing. I worked a lot with design and visual design as well. Now, we have something out called 3D, and 3D will allow you to do a lot of creative work. So I had a chance to work with the 3D department and the CAD/CAM department. But for you young ladies, you have to start off with your basics, your science. How do you like science? And how are you at completing projects in science? Then you go on to your engineering. And some high schools have entry-level classes in engineering. I have not seen them in middle school, but I know they have them in high school. Okay? So you have to get your skills up, math and science. Now, that doesn't say that you can't ever get in this profession if your skills are not extremely high. That means you have to have a desire to want to work in this category of profession and have a knack for it. Solving the problems is one of the prerequisites. Do you like to solve problems? Are you a person that likes to solve mathematic problems? Now, for those mothers out there, you can send your girls to a camp, a boot camp for engineers, and they can enroll in programs that are out there specifically for Aborigines girls. Those are brown girls. Now, I'm talking to brown girls this time because our general population never gets lower. They're always included. But Aborigines brown girls usually get left out. And for today's purpose, I'm talking about Aborigines, indigenous Aborigines young girls who are brown. They code too. Now, what is coding? And I've been talking about coding. What is coding? Coding is taking a formula, a mathematic formula, creating the steps, whether it be two to the left, four to the right, one up, one down. There's a set of instructions that must be followed in order to create an individual product that will solve a problem. Like, for example, we have a problem with our emails. Overabundant, oversaturated, not able to find them, reading them in a timely manner. There is something in that area that I see that I could recreate so that I can solve that problem. But I'm not going to disperse it here on the air because someone project, and I will no longer have it because we must put patents on our project. Once you solve a problem, you must put a patent on it. It becomes yours. But getting back to the classroom, so some of the other things that a classroom student could learn, they could learn their science and their basic science. They should learn something about how do I do on my science test? Do I memorize well? Can I recall the chart, the actual information from the chart? Can I transfer Can I carry information over? You have to understand that you have to start off early having a desire to solve issues and problems. And once you do that, you are on the right track for having the type of background that one would need to be an engineer. Now, they're working in NASA and they're working in space. A number of you young people can go to NASA and see how it works and get an idea of how it functions there. But we must understand, mothers, that we must start early in these schools to pick the schools that has an engineering and a biomedicine program. And keeping our children in these summer camps can be the first start so that we keep them exposed to this information. But I want those phone line lights to light up. And that number is 760-539-3247. You can call in now, family, and ask your questions about how do I get my child enrolled in an Aborigines Indigenous coding class for a minority young girl? Where do I go? What companies are out there? They are Black engineering facilities right here at Purdue University. And there are many Black institutes that work with Black engineers. Now, we're talking specifically indigenous. We know there is a shortage and minorities of Black engineers. So there's a great big push, the push for Black engineers. Not that we're leaving anyone out. The other people that we have not mentioned today, they are cognizant of the shortage of engineers in general. And they have done their due diligence and offering classes for their community and for their logistical area. We're all indigenous people who were here on this side of Turtle Island. So they are the ones that we're trying to get in these classes so we can get them skilled and trained, and they could be available for top-notch corporations to begin to start coding and working as a bona fide engineer. Now, are there any questions out there? We have with us in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, just hold tight because we know that young people are anxious to find out. They're the new kids on the block. So let's see what happens. And we'll get back to you in a second. Hold tight. All right. And we are back. Welcome back, family. I am your illustrious host of the evening. I am so glad you allowed me into your living room, into your dining room, into your family room. I wanted you to know we're talking about holistic approaches for mending the family's issues. We're talking about their mind, soul, body, and spirit. And as we talk about young girls entering into a profession at an early age, we're talking about young girls that are middle school who would like to go into the engineering and sciences, as well as work in the area of biomedicine, which can lead you a job in the medical field. Now, who are those girls that are out there that would like to talk, as long as their mother is there and they're 18 years old, that would like to talk to me on the phone line about what their interests are for going to school to become an engineer? Our phone lines now are open at 760-539-3247. Call in and light those phone lines up. We are talking about how do we get young girls ready and prepared. Number one, we make sure that the school that has the curriculum for engineering is really teaching some mathematics, equations, and teaching something about engineering so that they will have a foundation. And there are quite a few societies out there to go off to college. Now, so let's get ready for those phone lines to light up. I'm looking for those callers to call in to talk about where can they register their children, what programs are available. This is the time of year you want to get started, getting ready to submit your boot camp application, because then you'll be ready for the summer. Now, if we are going to talk about this, we need someone in here that would like to debate us over why girls should be a part of working in the IT field. Why? Let's get a conversation started. Because we need diversity. We need women to be a part of this actual great field as well as men. And some of you might not realize it, but you can go work in hospitals. There are abundant of hospitals that have a lot of high-tech programs where they are doing it manually, and some of them are now ready to go digital. Digital opposed to analog are two different things. You have your digital wires that everything is set up on digital where it's wireless. And your analog is a little bit more difficult to handle because you have got to have other things to go with your analog to make it a complete package. But most companies that are creating digital are creating all of those features in one. The recording part of it, so you don't have to record it to another studio. You have it right there recorded. And you can work from the clouds with it. Let's see if there's anybody lighting up those phone lines. And we are going to take another station identification. We'll be right back at you, people, in a second. Hold
when you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming. I'm loud! Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for having us in your living room, in your family room, in your dining room, and maybe even in your bedroom. You've got the illustrious Omi Inca 7 here live with you this afternoon, talking about how we can help those indigenous brown girls, aboriginal indigenous brown girls, enter into the profession of IT. The technology field that is overabundance with male-driven profession. And we are trying to open it up to those brown, indigenous aboriginals that do code too. We're trying to get them in on the game so that they will have a shot at getting a good job. Yes, we know the statistics are very low for minorities being in the field of engineers. But we are going to try to change that if we can. There is a shortage, and every year they try to recruit for engineers. And they learn a lot about how to start the process of being an engineer. They actually work on projects, would you believe it? And they get things done. They're not just sitting there talking about working on the craft. So how does one get into engineering graphics? How does one know that they have what it takes to be a good engineer? You don't. You just have to try your hand at it if it's your desire. And you must apply your skills in science and math, every one of them, for reading a scale, for measuring. All of these basic skills that you've learned in science, you can put them to use in American children, who happen to be the first world people. I know they don't have the project at your school. They don't offer a program at your school for engineering. Sometimes you can go away to school during the summer months. That's why they have these programs. And they try to offer them in your particular community. I know of one National Society of Black Engineers that has sites all over the state, such as in Detroit, Michigan, Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, Minnesota, Houston, Texas, and they are now recruiting for those particular locations. But we want one here in Indiana. Now, Purdue does have a program similar to what I'm describing, but we would like to have one here. Phone lights to light up, If there's any mothers out there that would like to call to talk about the STEMS program. What is the STEMS program? It is a program that we offer in every curriculum, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we teach these subjects and disciplines to a student. And they are sometimes carted off in separate groups because these are what you call your advanced, gifted, and talented students who want to get into the higher level course. Now, if you have one of those people and you know somebody who is, and you really think that they should be in the STEMS program or the engineering pre-college program, then call in. Call in to the number at 760-539-3247. Please do call in. We are waiting for your call and would like to speak to you. And mothers, don't you hesitate to call in because we have a lot of information to pass on to you. And we want you to know that there is some opportunity for your children to excel. Hold tight. We're going to go to commercial. Hold tight. All right, and we are back in the studio. Welcome back. And to those candidates that are out there in high school that might already be enrolled in one of the pre-college programs, such as the STEM program, we'd like for you to have your mother assist you in calling in to talk about how do you like the STEMS program and what are some of the pros and cons about the STEM program that you would like to see changed. Now, teachers can alter and adapt curriculum, and they can include sciences in a curriculum or math projects just to keep you on your toes so that you can excel in the area of math and science. We have a number of young girls that are now starting as early as elementary. That's right, they're working with the blocks, they're working with the Legos, and they're building things. And these are workable projects that really do work. and it's not a lot of just busy work. So get your mind off of it. This is not just busy work. This is creative, your skills and graphic and design. And we'd like for you to call in and let us know what schools have programs in your area. I do have a list of some of those schools that have programs in your area. As I was saying, there's one in Washington, D.C., Oakland, California. There's one in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, Detroit, Michigan. There is also one in Chicago, Illinois. And if you would like to get the details on the executive director, the mentor, the junior mentor that works in these programs, some of the states and sites have not been decided on for those people who are yet to be hired. But for those of you who actually have interest in this background and have worked in engineering capacities with students, please do call in. We can give you information about their hiring practices as well. They like to hire minorities to be a part of this because there's never been a time when the child was able to see a Black engineer. This allows them to have Black engineers all around them and the workers to be Black. And this is not being showing any partiality or discrimination. This is just how things are being done nowadays. Yes. And if we would think about how girls feel left out, and girls have been feeling left out for a long time, and now they're getting the opportunities to be able to roll with the big boys. They're playing with the big boys now when they go into the engineering profession, but they must have what it takes. There's no partiality being shown towards work. Whatever work they produce, it must be adequate, just like the boys. There's no shortcutting. Let's listen to the song called New. Brand new one. to who's listening to it and waiting. And we are about to bring in another tune here, and we'll have you listening. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be seeing you next time. Thank you for joining us this evening. And parents, do go and listen to this particular segment of our show. Have a good evening.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps. Indigenous standing process. 6 steps. Indigenous standing process. 6 steps. Indigenous standing process.
Mind control for years. My people is some animals. Post-traumatic slave syndrome. It's understandable. Yeah, we gotta fix that process for you to get your indigenous standard and to well do respect. Damn time.
A turku shaywa tbiwa sa moose chilpa tempa.
Abuse the dog.
In all things by first using
all white power, cause black ain't got no standard at law. Now Google SF-181 form. Definitions on race and ethnicity. Now it's your boy, got us through the trickery, the contract mystery, the commerce law, the only octagon of nation, a Yamasi war, where the deities and the mortals live on one accord, and to win this war, the bench might as well, hey, all, from my ancestors, the body for Yoruba, Yamasi more, Sicilia,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 steps,
indigenous standing process, 6 steps, indigenous standing process, 6 steps, indigenous standing process, 6 steps.
Heavenly Father, you hear. We break, crush, dissolve, and destroy everything. Panic attack, druid witch attack, druid attack, attack, Kabbalah witch attack, wizard attack, shaman attack, witch doctor attack, voodoo attack, magical attack, Luciferian attack, werewolf attack, vampire attack, sorcery attack, telepathic attack, Santeria attack, mental attack, psychic attack, radionic attack, psychotronic attack, death signal, ionic attack, disease signal attack, galar wave attack, mind control attack, Tesla wave attack, magnetic attack, microlaser wave attack, every time gap group, men in black group, sonic group, new world order group, government group, shadow government group, Illuminati group, MJ-12 group, Action 1-2-3-4 group, NSA group, NRO group, religious group, Christian group, Pentecostal, Anglican group, FBI, DOJ group, NIMA group, CIA group, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, military group, ATF group, DON group, NIS group, Mars Defense Force group, Mars Project group, Mars Intelligence Force group, Reptilian group, Draconian group, Gray group, Insect group, and every group that we don't know the name of. In Horus's name, I command now. Amun Ray.
The 6 steps, indigenous standing process.
Right. Self-hate, Willie Lynch syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, Five Monkey syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, Five Monkey syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, Five Monkey syndrome. Self-hate, Willie Lynch syndrome, Stockholm syndrome, Five Monkey syndrome. This is not for you, and you know it. These weekly addresses are for deities only.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. And to you young people, we look forward to you entering the field of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And mothers, do check in with your counselors about when the camps will be starting in your area. We look forward to your children being a part of this, and we thank you so much. Have a great day, and we say to all of you, oh, Dabo, Baba Vui to you, y'all. Goodbye.